Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
A year later, it was getting close to spring, I heard the Lord say after a message, he goes, Carter, I want you to go to the fairgrounds where the Health and Harmony Festival is. Now it was not a good thing, but it was only two blocks from our church. And so he says, you go there, get somebody to go with you. And so I got a young man. We went to that Health and Harmony Festival. Well, when we paid our dues, we walked on it. We walked around for a little while, and they were having interestingly enough, everybody was having an amazing time. It was festive. And here's wall to wall people. It was had better attendance than the fair does every year. And here's them having a great time. I go, man, I don't even believe what I'm seeing right now. We would always rebuke them as we went by, right? But God says, don't do that. They're seekers, right? And so I go, let's go find the place where we had the tent put. And here was this place out in front. It was a worn out grass that was still worn out. And we knew exactly where all the dancing and glorifying God took place because we literally wore a hole in the grass. And so we walked around and God says, you don't talk to anybody. You just go around and you just perceive. Well, it was at that point I went back after this thing and I go, I just don't get it. And so I started trying to figure out what was going on. Well, Doug Addison was the person we were told to call, right? I go, okay, let's call him. And so he came and he began to, and this was right before it was about a year later. It was right before the Health and Harmony Festival was going to go again, but we had intentions of actually putting booths up at our own, taking our spots, right? And so Doug came, trained us all. And so we took all the tools that he trained us with and we had this team. We set up four tents. One was, we had a healing tent. We had spiritual readings tent. We had dream interpretation and prophetic art. And so we had four different tents going there. And so, man, it was so good. And we were all newbies, but God came down in such a profound way. It was changing our lives, hearing what God was telling us to tell them and how those people responded being new agers. They were just looking for a word, from the Spirit. But here they are. People are getting saved. People are just getting rocked by the Holy Spirit. I'm going, this is the greatest thing I've ever been a part of in my life, I think, And here we are at a New Age event doing this. Well, not too long after that, I wasn't here at this particular point. Here comes this man all dressed in black. And I'm telling this story because I wasn't there. So I'm hoping I'm telling it properly. But as it was told to me, he went into every single booth except one. He didn't go into the prophetic art booth. He didn't go to the healing booth. He did go to the prophetic art. And he walks over to the person who was put in charge at the time, kind of directing traffic. And he goes, who are you guys? So the man that was in charge began to say, well, we're just here, being a part of this event. And we're people who love God and we're just doing what God told us to do. He goes, wow. He goes, I visited every single booth and every single one told me who I am and what is going on in my life. They read my mail. He didn't say it in those words, but he said, they read my mail. And he goes, do you know who I am? And the man said, no. He goes, I'm the keynote speaker for this entire event. He goes, and I've never heard such accuracy and been moved any deeper than when I went into these three booths. And he turned around and he walked away, kind of shaking his head, like, I can't even believe this happened to me. I believe we're living in a day where that sort of thing is going to happen again. I believe it with all my heart. Now, we did it for 4, 5, 6 years. Forget what it was. But the reality of the kingdom of God was so strong on our team that nobody could deny that it was real. I want to live that. And that was a season of breakthrough, those 2 years especially, where the gathering of all the saints, some are even around the world, that prayer meeting, and then go into the Health and Harmony Festival, where we ministered so powerfully to these people, started me on a course that I would not have had if I had not said yes to God.
Go to DougAddison.com/timeoff. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program. Then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/timeoff and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.